וההפרש שבין השרור לכבי שכר מובן למבין מדה. The distinction between the resting of the Shechina to setting up a reward that takes place when we learn Torah with a community, that's understood to those who understand knowledge, and therefore it's a totally different thing. So first of all, he established now the fact, and he's going to go on to explain what the difference is between receiving reward and what's the difference between the Ashrei HaShechina. And therefore, the Alter Rebbe is going to continue to ask that people should learn together not to make fun when you're sitting with the minyan, and encouraging them to specifically the matters that they should study and be successful. So the Rebbe was explaining the great power that there is for a minyan when there's 10 people together. If you have 10 people together, there's a tremendous level of Shechina. And the Rebbe says there's a difference between reward, because he says in the Mishnah, it says that you still get reward even if you don't have a minyan for learning Torah. But reward and the Shechina, the Ashrei HaShechina, is totally two separate things. So this is where we're starting now. What means to set reward, to give reward? Hushemeir Hashem, that means that Hashem shines to him, lights him, l'nefesh tidrishen, a soul that seeks Hashem, Hashem shines to him, b'oir toirosei, in the light of his Torah, shehu mat levushei mamesh, the Torah is actually a garment, a garment of Hashem. So when you learn Torah, so you get from Hashem's light through the Torah, you get shumat levushei mamesh. So what you're getting is a limited light that you can understand. It's a limited light. Shechina, when you get the Shechina, you get bligvul. You get the Ein Sof. Over here, when we give you a schar for learning Torah, that schar is limited according to the Torah that you're learning based on your understanding. Beloche nikras ha-Torah oir. The Torah is called light because you're actually, it lights you, it illuminates you. You receive and you comprehend, you get something from the Torah. It makes a difference to you in a very specific and limited way. Shenemar, oita oir kasalmo. So that it says that Hashem is the light of Torah is like a garment. But a garment is a measure, it's a garment, and it's measured, and therefore, that's the light that a person gets when they study Torah, when they get schar, they get that reward. The soul is a limited and a finite in all its power. So what do you get when you learn Torah? How much oir do you get? Lochein. Gam oir habayi hameirbo. So therefore also the shine of Hashem that lights in it, in the person's soul, that he gets through the Torah, is a limited, contracted, and it dresses up in it. So therefore, that is the sechar when it's a limited way. Thou Cain, and therefore, because you do get an appreciation and enjoyment from the light, so you spoil Lev Mevakshe Hashem. So the heart of those who seek Hashem will become excited, they will become affected. B'shasa Tfilo Kiyetzibai, when they daven, or similar to it, they're very excited. Why? Because the light of Hashem is in a limited way, comes down to them, so they have a real joy and appreciation of it. Kibbo Yismach Libam, because their heart will rejoice in Hashem. The Yogi Lavgilas Veranen, quoting the verses, the very different, paraphrasing them, that he will be happy also to sing and enjoy. V'tainuk Nafshom B'noyam Hashem. and the delight of their soul in the sweetness of Hashem when they comprehend, or another nusach acher is al Hashem ba'oidei b'higaloisim imata levushim. So when this reveals to them from the cover of his garment, Hashem's garment, which is the Torah, which is the garment of Hashem, is revealed to the people who are davening and learning shehi ha-Torah. V'yotza kaborok chitzoy. It's like a lightning, his arrow goes out, which means it illuminates you, it gives you a lightning, and that's what you get. So basically the schar, the reward is you get a tremendous enjoyment at the time of your davening, at the time of the learning, is from the appreciation, the limited way that you can understand Hashem. This is the setting, this is the reward of this the Torah that is always said in a person that works in Torah. So when you're working hard to learn Torah, to try and understand, then you get an enjoyment from that, you get a delight. But that is always. But now we're going to talk what happens when you learn with a minyan, what happens when you learn with Sibur, what happens of the Shekhinah. Over there you get a totally higher level. You get a level of Blikvul, which is much higher than your limited weight.